this is the Daily Dope, presented by The Gaming Game. Welcome to Miller Monday. I'm your host, Elliot Miller, for this Monday, January 16th, 2012. It's a chilly but not extremely chilly day here in the Villa Park Studios. In fact, we're supposed to hit 40 degrees today, which is quite unusual for January in Chicago, but of course, there's no such thing as global warming. Leading off the news today, GMT's first expansion to Space Empires 4X, Close Encounters, will top the P-500 any day now, if it hasn't already. In this expansion, alien races meet up close as they encounter each other for the first time in shipboarding engagements and planetary invasions with different types of ground troops. The strengths and weaknesses of each alien empire are brought out with roughly 20 unique racial abilities. The expansion takes advantage of the streamlined nature of the game system to add more technology and cool sci-fi things in very simple ways. While it is designed to be used as a whole, the expansion is modular and players can choose to use only the parts that they like. Also included in the expansion is an experience system so that your ship groups become more proficient over time. There's a big benefit if you can keep ships alive. The game gives more counters of each type to accommodate groups at different experience levels. Military academies in your empire can give your new groups a head start in accumulating experience. Titans, super large ships beyond Dreadnought, make their appearance and can carry both fighters and destroy planets, but have liabilities too. As requested, fleet counters and a fleet display are in the box. In addition to racial advantages, there is also unique technological advantages. There are more technologies and some more money is added into the game because of the larger tech tree. New scenarios are added for both 3 and 4 players. A new Alien Empire solitaire scenario is included as well as another solitaire scenario where a player can attempt to fight off an invading mass of space amoebas. Now, I personally like Space Empires 4X a lot. You can read the review on the Gaming Gang website. For now, you can still get the expansion at the P500 price of $40, but after that, the price will go up to $59. Victory Point Games has announced the next two titles currently in development for Android tablets and the iPhone/iPad. John Welsh's Levy en Masse will be followed by Herman Luttman's Dawn of the Zeds. This announcement comes on the heels of the December 2011 release of the digital Loot and Scoot, for which a wishlist patch is arriving soon for that game on iOS and Android. There's no word as of yet on how far along in design implementation either Levy en Masse or Dawn of the Zeds might be, but I can certainly say that I'm looking forward to checking them out. Not only are John and Herman two great designers, but I can happily say that they are also both friends of the Gaming Gang. Congrats, gentlemen! Catalyst Game Labs presents the Battletech Field Manual 3085 for the Battletech rule system. The year is 3085. In the wake of the Jihad, a new realm, the Republic of the Sphere, has been born. Drawing war-weary masses from all over the inner sphere, the Republic stands for unity and security, in the hopes that never again will its world suffer from centuries of relentless war. But even though the common threat has finally passed, few believe that they've seen the last of war. As the combined realms and clans of the inner sphere struggle to rebuild, a new balance of power has begun to emerge. Field Manual 3085 updates the military and political state of the inner sphere in the years following the end of the Jihad and the formation of the Republic of the Sphere. This report includes a brief history and overview of recent developments in the Battletech universe, as well as current Tables of Organization and Equipment, or TONEs, for all the major mech and mercenary commands employed by the realms and clans of the post-Jihad inner sphere. Special rules are also included, enabling players to create characters and forces for use in campaigns set in and after this crucial point in Battletech history. The Battletech Field Manual 3085 is available as a PDF for $25 at drivethroughrpg.com. And speaking of Battletech, the 25th anniversary introductory box set has a street date of January 25th. Strap yourself into the ultimate suit of armor, the Battle Mech. 30 feet tall and weighing up to 100 tons, this humanoid engine of destruction is a walking arsenal with enough firepower to level a city block. The Battletech game system takes you into the world of the 31st century, where war has become a way of life. You are a mech warrior. You're in command of the most powerful machine on the battlefield and hold the fate of empires in your hand. The BattleTech 25th Anniversary Introductory Box Set thrusts you onto that battlefield of the 31st century. This box contains everything needed to play, including 24 unpainted, ready-to-play plastic battle mech minis, 2 unpainted, premium-quality plastic battle mech minis, 1 12-page full-color quick-start rulebook that will have players into the action in just minutes, a 36-page book of pre-generated battle mech record sheets. There's 1 80-page full-color rulebook. Then there's Inner Sphere at a Glance, a 56-page full-color book of universe background and battle mech technical data. There's a 16-page full-color painting and tactics guide, which is kind of nice. There's 2 heavy-duty cards of compiled tables and 2 18x24-inch game board quality maps. If you've ever been interested in diving into the Inner Sphere, you'll be able to do so soon at an MSRP of $59.95. Okay, well, the emails have been piling up, so why don't we dip into the mailbag and see what people have to say? Okay, Dear Elliot, what is Jeff really like? Signed, Ron. Okay, well, I've known Jeff for more than 30 years. He's a great guy, and he's my best friend. That's all there is to it. Okay, here's another one. Dear Elliot, do you know which conventions Jeff will be attending this year? Signed, Curious Gamer. Okay, well, we'll both be at Gen Con and Origins, and Jeff and possibly myself will be at Vulcan in Phoenix. And, you know, who knows where else. Really, you could ask Jeff these questions yourself. He's really good at responding to emails. Okay, anyway. Dear Elliot, what do you like most about the games that Jeff recommends? Okay, hold on. Let me look for here for a minute. Dear Elliot, does Jeff... Dear Elliot, if Jeff was a... what do you think Jeff would... Okay, wait, here's one. Dear Elliot, I liked your recent review of the Wizard's Tower expansion to Castle Panic. What did Jeff think of it? Okay, that's enough for the mailbag this week. If you have any questions for me, you can email me at elliotmiller@thegaminggang.com. That's Elliot with 2 L's and 2 T's. All right, well, let's get back to the news. Fantasy Flight Games has announced a new card game from designer Donald X. Vaccarino. Really, do we have to say Donald X. Vaccarino? How about Donald Vaccarino, or Don? It's not like there's 50 Donald Vaccarinos running around designing board games. But anyway. Infiltration is set in the Android universe, which is pretty cool as I happen to like Android a lot. Yes, I know it's extremely complicated and long, but it's really story-rich and has a Blade Runner-esque type theme, so I like it, okay? Infiltration is set in the dystopian future of Android. Infiltration is a tense card game of futuristic larceny in which 2 to 6 players take the role of thieves, competing to steal valuable secrets from a highly secured corporate facility. The most vital information lies deep within the complex, but each step inward takes you farther from escape. Worse yet, corporate mercenaries are closing in. How long will you push your luck as you avoid security patrols, surpass rival thieves, and try to download the most data before the building is locked down? With its nearly infinite replayability and tense push-your-luck action, Infiltration is perfect for fans of fast-paced card games, the rich dystopian world of Android, or the work of celebrated designer Donald X. Vaccarino. Infiltration is scheduled to hit stores in the second quarter of 2012. I'm looking forward to hearing more about Infiltration, and we'll keep you posted right here on the Daily Dope. AMC has announced that Season 3 of The Walking Dead will have 16 episodes. That's up 3 episodes from Season 2. That's great news, as The Walking Dead continues to be one of the best and most popular shows on cable television. Here's what I don't understand. You know, back in the day, they could produce a 24-episode season of Star Trek The Next Generation in a year. You can't tell me there's more special effects in Walking Dead than Star Trek The Next Generation. And the writing of Star Trek was some of the best in television. Why can't we have a full 22 to 24 episode season of Walking Dead? Granted, okay, the sets are more elaborate, but we've already spent half of season 2 on a farm. Plus, at least some of the plot ideas have already been developed by Robert Kirkman. And another thing, they fired all the writers from season 1. You know, season two has been good, but I haven't found it as good as the first season. We've spent all 7 episodes so far leading up to a big plot twist that could have happened back in episode 3 or 4 so that we could get off that damn farm and back to some action. The writers are supposed to make us care about all of the characters, but how many storylines have to deal with the love triangle? Does anyone really care if Lori gets her head bitten off? Shane, my husband is recently dead, but you saved us. Let's fool around. Shane, stay away from me and my family. Shane, how are you doing? And come on, is T-Bone even mildly interesting? Is Andrea anything but annoying? Carl has a lot of development potential as a child forced to adjust to a world where kill or be killed is a way of life. How does that affect his young mind? So far, he spent most of the season in bed. But I digress. We're all glad that next season we can expect even more Walking Dead goodness than before, whenever that will happen. You know, speaking of The Walking Dead set me to wondering, what's the best zombie role-playing game out there today? From my extensive research, there's one game that is mentioned again and again as the best, and that game is All Flesh Must Be Eaten, or AFMBE, published by Eden Studios. And I have to admit, after reading the publisher's blurb, I'm interested in checking it out. Here's what they say. There's more to a zombie than just a walking corpse. While it's busy busting down your front door and scooping out your sister's brains, you might not have time to think about that. But later, when you pause to reflect in the basement, hoping that the door doesn't give way, and wondering how much food you have down here, you might want to consider just where these damn dead guys came from. After all, the dead don't rise up and start consuming the flesh of the living for no reason at all. Behind every good zombie story, there's a good, or at least amusing, backstory. In All Flesh Must Be Eaten, the setting is not set. You will be presented with a dozen different campaign settings to start your survival horror campaign. Modern day, post-apocalyptic, and even a set during World War II. Each setting details the reasons why the dead walk and how to kill them, if they can be. In All Flesh Must Be Eaten, the question is, what if you were faced with a world gone to hell, where ravenous undead sought living prey? What if you had to fight for survival, sometimes against former friends and loved ones? Would you be curious to find out the cause of the horror? Would you delve into the heart of the zombie-infested areas to discover the truth? Would you brave death to end the threat? What if there was no cause, no solution? Would it be better to simply flee for safety, to ensure the survival of the race? All Flesh Must Be Eaten is a game that combines elements of horror with survival and conflict. Eden Studios has a free introductory downloadable PDF adventure called The Waking Dead, in which you wake up in a hospital, confused, alone, haunted by memories of the injury that put you there, and by strange dreams calling you to travel. You're surrounded by strangers, others who look as confused as you. Nobody knows what's going on. There's only one thing for sure. The world has gone to hell. You haven't seen another living soul since you woke up, but that isn't to say you haven't seen others walking around, because the city is crawling with walkers. Rotting, starved, ravenous walkers who may once have been people, but are now just animated corpses, hungry for your flesh and blood. Your only hope, follow the dreams to find the survivors, but are your dreams leading you to hope and a new beginning, or betrayal and a death trap? This is the world after the rise. A world where the living struggle to reclaim society from the dead, for whom all flesh must be eaten. Inside the All Flesh Must Be Eaten introductory game kit, you'll find complete, streamlined rules for playing All Flesh Must Be Eaten role-playing game, 6 complete archetypes, or cast members, characters, ready to play, a complete adventure scenario and campaign outline which can be played in 1 or 2 sessions or form the basis of months of continuous play. Now remember, this is a free PDF available at edenstudios.net. I'm going to check it out and report back. If anyone has any zombie Armageddon RPGs to recommend, let me know. Okay, well, that's all the time I have here on this episode of The Daily Dope. Jeff will be back tomorrow with all the freshest gaming news of the day.
The Daily Dope is presented by The Gaming Gang, located at thegaminggang.com. Any similarities to an actual news program are certainly unintentional and, in fact, accidental.